cup of coffee, hoping it might ease his headache. He was recovering from a slight hangover, but his head really hurt for a different reason. He knew too much. It was just past 7 o'clock on the morning of Saturday, September 13th, 2008. Diamond, the chief executive of J.P. Morgan Chase, the nation's third largest bank, had spent part of the prior evening at an emergency all-hands-on-deck meeting at the Federal Reserve Bank of New York with a dozen of his rival Wall Street CEOs. Their assignment was to come up with a plan to save Lehman Brothers, the nation's fourth largest investment bank, or risk the collateral damage that might ensue in the markets. To Diamond, it was a terrifying predicament that caused his mind to spin as he rushed home afterward. He was already more than 2 hours late for a dinner party that his wife, Judy, was hosting. He was embarrassed by his delay because the dinner was for the parents of their daughter's boyfriend, whom he was meeting for the first time. "Honestly, I'm never this late," he offered, hoping to elicit some sympathy. Trying to avoid saying more than he should, still he dropped some hints about what had happened at the meeting. "You know, I am not lying about how serious this situation is," Diamond told his slightly alarmed guests as he mixed himself a martini. "You're going to read about it tomorrow in the papers."